Hi there, this is Ibrahim Kwanch. I'm technical evangelist for Middle East and Africa. I'm at Build Conference right now. So basically today will be a recap for Middle East and Africa, and you will hear like, you know, what has happened there. So basically there were really amazing news, so which you can implement into your businesses, in which you can implement your existing application or your application in the roadmap like in the coming days. So today, like, you know, I will be sharing my information, like, you know, my Twitter address, like the iKwanch, like you can follow me there and you can check what happened here. And at the same time, like my blog address, like ibrahimkwanch.com. So basically you can go there and you can check all the stuff, like, you know, what has happened in here the first day and the second day tomorrow and the day after. So the basically, like, the new motto of the Microsoft with Satya Nadella, the cloud first, mobile first, like, you know, the company we are right now. So the basically cloud first, mobile first means, so you can easily, like, you know, integrate your all your, like, the backend system on the Azure as a cloud services, and at the same time you can reach every single platform, Android, iOS, and Windows at the same time as a mobile applications. So today's aim was, like, you know, reaching all the developers, and there were really cool news, like, you will really like it. So this is a kind of concentrated versions of the keynote, and you can just go to my blog post and you can get more detail regarding what happened today. So basically, like, today Satya Nadella mentioned that today will be about, the first one is the cloud, Office, and Windows. So these updates were regarding, like, you know, reaching all kind of, like, the devices that happening today. So, and he mentioned that, like, the today's the other topic is the reaching, like, the developers and introducing development, and also at the same time, like, you know, the platforms. So what we are providing as Windows and also, like, you know, the cross-platform tools as well. So at the beginning, like, you know, Satya Nadella, like, introduced the StuffPad. So basically that was an application for the music compositions. So you can easily, like, you know, do your, like, you know, the handwriting, and it can recognize it and it turns into the music composition in a really, really short time. So this is recognizing it and turning into the real life music application, and then you can just play it and you can listen, so what is happening there. So that was a really, like, nice inspiration, what you can benefit from the using the pen, touch, and also Windows platform at the same time. So this was like the Windows only platform application, and you should really go there and you should check it. It is available on Windows Store, and, like, you know, he composed the music for the Build conference, and we played it after that. So the first one is, like, the cloud announcement. So Scott Guthrie came to the stage, and he introduced, like, you know, what is happening on the Azure. So basically he mentioned that, so more than 500 new features has been announced in less than 12 months. So this is really huge. So he mentioned, like, the 3 million developers are trying Azure and developing application right now, and it's getting day by day, like, the bigger, and more than 50 trillions of, like, the object, like, storage objects are stored inside of the Azure. This is also another good news. So, and also, like, you know, he just, like, introduced some services like the Docker, so, like, how you can integrate into your, like, you know, the existing businesses. So what is, like, you know, the use case scenarios, and how to deploy, like, you know, the Docker containers into, like, you know, the live applications. So basically, like, Mark Rusinovich and also, like, the CEO of the Docker, like, you know, did a really great demo, and you can just go there and you can just watch it. So basically this is not, like, you know, the install onto the Windows platform. So it is also installed onto the, like, you know, the Linux, like, deployed onto the Linux. So basically the CEO of the, like, you know, the Docker mentioned that this platform, like, you know, not only for Windows, this is, like, you know, contributing the Docker platform as well. So, and after this, like, the demo, we announced that the .NET, the core, the preview, like, the release candidate version for the Windows, and the preview for Linux, and at the same time, Mac. So .NET for the servers. So you can just go there, and you can start downloading it, and you can just, like, check it on your, like, own system. So right after that, like, you know, Scott, the Hanselman, like, came up to do the stage, and he, like, introduced a new demo, like, how you can orchestrate, like, all the tools, like, you know, that are available on the platform, and you can just, like, you know, just, like, you know, stay with, like, you know, the Microsoft tools, like, the Visual Studio, and you can use, like, any open source project, and you can just, like, check, like, all the DevOps, like, you know, the things. So basically, that was a really nice demo, and you can just, like, watch it, and you can just see, like, every single, like, you know, the different things, like, containing each other. And also, like, you know, it is affecting real, like, in a good way. So the basic, like, he showed, like, the Visual Studio, the Android emulator. So you can just go there and you can just check it. It is hosted on Hyper-V. It is really fast. And it is really, like, you know, the amazing, the platform, the emulator, to test your, like, an Android application on top of that. So right after that, like, you know, not for the Visual Studio, like, the only, like, you know, for the open source developers, especially developers on Mac and Linux, they need to, like, you know, the benefit from this platform, like the Visual Studio. So we announced that there is a new editor, a kind of, like, you know, the versions of, like, an optimized version of the Visual Studio. It is called Visual Studio Code. So this is available right now, and you can install onto your Mac, Linux, and Windows, and you can just, like, you know, deploy your application, and you can start, like, you know, writing your application, developing your application. That was really nice. Like, you can just, like, check it. So it is available right now, and you can download it. And Scott Hanselman did some demos on Mac and also the Linux, like, using, like, the Visual Studio Code. So this is a really, like, a game changer in the coming days. And this is free, and this is just a, like, you know, optimized version of the Visual Studio. So another thing is, like, you know, there are, like, you know, some services, like, you know, announced today. So for the Azure SQL, like ElasticDB, like, you know, this is one of those. So basically, like, instead of, like, you know, creating a separated the SQL database, or instead of, like, you know, the sharing that thing with, like, a different application, you can use a new methodology. So basically, that is just the SQL ElasticDB, which is, like, you know, the managing all the things, like, by itself. So you can just go there and just check that, like, you know, the service as well. So other than that, like, Azure Data Lake service and Azure Analytics service is, like, available right now. So they were just announced. You can just go there and you can just check it. Like, this is a new time for a data. Data is a new oil right now, and you can just refine with, like, using these tools. So this is really, like, important. Like, you can just go and check it. So the second announcement was regarding, like, the Office. So this is not, like, the Office as a product. Like, we mentioned that thing as an Office as a development platform. So how you can benefit from the Office tools, integrating those features into the, like, you know, the new environment of your, the new business case scenarios. So basically, this is really, like, you know, amazing time to integrate your existing application or new application onto these platforms. For example, there were some, like, you know, extensions on the Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. So the companies like the Uber, DocuSign, LinkedIn, SAP, like the Packet, like, they developed some extensions, and they tried to, like, you know, to find the new ways to reach, like, the different platforms and different, like, you know, the users. And their this use case scenarios were really, like, amazing. You can just, like, watch the videos, and you can get more details on my video, on my blog post as well. So, and also, like, today, the web, the Skype Presence APIs as announced today as well. So you can just go there and you can just check it. So the third one, the Windows, and the last thing. So basically, there were lots of details inside of the Windows announcements. The first one is, so we are trying to reach, like, a billion devices in less than, like, the 3 years. Like, the Terry Myerson mentioned that thing. So across, like, the all the devices, including, like, the small forms, like the phones, or, like, you know, the phablets, or small tablets, or tablets, all-in-ones, two-in-ones, or HoloLens, Surface Hub. These are all running on Windows 10. And you are, like, you know, the having the exactly the same experience in different form factors. So, like, including Xbox One and IoT as well. So today, like, you know, there was another point, like, you know, Terry Myerson mentioned that. So the carrier billing is really important thing to, like, sell your applications a lot. And he mentioned that not for the Windows phone. Actually, like, you know, you can integrate this feature into Windows desktop application as well. So this is really good news, and you can just, like, you know, benefit from this platform. So as a, like, you know, the sum up for, like, you know, the developers, how you can reach, like, you know, the other, like, you know, the devices on Windows. So there is a unified store right now. So which means you have one code, you have one binary, and you have, like, one package to publish on store, and this application can be, like, consumed in different form factors. The phones, tablets, PCs, or, like, the Xbox One, like, you know, exactly the same applications in different, like, you know, the perspectives, you can just use it. So this was really good news. And another good news for the business. So there is a new, like, you know, Windows Store for business internally. So exactly the same experience as the end user, like, installing applications. You are having the exactly the same thing for the business perspective, and you can get like, you know, the all line of business applications to like, you know, the reach to different like, you know, the employees and different devices in a really easy way. So like today there were some like the really good the samples, like the universal app samples, like, you know, the USA Today, like it was working on desktop and they moved to like, you know, the Windows Phone. It was working exactly the same in a different form factors, and they moved to the like, you know, the Xbox One, exactly the same code, the code package running on three different platform and exactly the same performance and the unique experience on these devices. So the continuum, like there was a, like the state, the save mode, so you can save any mode like, you know, where you were, and you can just move to your application, move to your platform, and you can continue your application experience as it is. And there were some demos like, you know, the WeChat demo, and that was really like, you know, pretty awesome. So you can just like, you know, check it on the video for more details. So the actual today, like, you know, there was a really huge announcement. So I think this is like, you know, my favorite. So universal app platform, like universal Windows platform, you can develop application, your existing base, like, you know, with XAML, C Sharp, and also like other ways what we have right now, including that thing. So there are four different ways. The first one is like, you know, the hosted web applications. So basically you can host any like, you know, the server hosted websites into a packaging in a packaging in an application, integrating different versions of different like, you know, the features of Windows. And you can just like benefit from these features, and you can have an application. There was a music player application demo that was also like, you know, very like, you know, the detailed and how you can benefit from this thing. So the second thing was the .NET and Win32 application will be available on store. So there was a demo for Photoshop. So actually, like, they went to the, like, you know, the store for like the desktop, and they reached the Photoshop and installed into the separated place in the Windows. And that is for like, you know, this, the store application running on desktop, and then they just like, you know, the run those applications. You can integrate the monetization, other stuff. So this is exactly the good news for the classical application developers and more than like the 60 million .NET applications running on desktop right now. And at the same time, like the third one, which is really important, the Android applications. So basically you can reuse your Java, like the C++ code on Android, and you can recompile this code into Windows universal application. This is really amazing. And the fourth one was exactly the same, like the iOS applications, like using Objective-C, like the Xcode, like, you know, the applications, you can just recompile these, like, you know, apps to reaching, like, you know, all Windows devices. This is really cool. So basically there were some demos. You can integrate some games, and you can integrate some Xbox service or different services into the Windows platform, and you can start benefiting of like, you know, the first, like the citizen of being on like, you know, the Windows platform. That was really cool. So then Joe Belfiore, like, you know, went up to the stage and showed the new cool features and UX, the details regarding Windows 10, the new versions. He shared really like the nice demos, especially there was a like, you know, dynamic interactive background on lock screen, where you can interact with like Cortana and some applications. And the Cortana, like, you know, improved a lot. So you can integrate like, you know, your third-party apps into Cortana, and you can text without launching an application. There was a demo for using the Viber, like they, like he was just like sending a text message to his friends, like, you know, using the Cortana, just like, you know, mentioning the application name without launching the app, without like, you know, typing on the keyboard. So that was really cool thing. And another one was like in Project Spartan. Like we were always like using the name of like the Project Spartan, but right now like the name, official name has been come. So the new name is the Microsoft Edge. So the Microsoft Edge is the new browser on Windows 10, and like this is just like working fine. And there were really nice like, you know, the features as well, like the Continuum on Windows 10, where you can like, you know, use as a tablet, where you can use as a desktop. So another like, you know, the cool feature, like Continuum for the phones. So basically you can like, you know, the connect your keyboard and at the same time like the mouse as a Bluetooth like into your phone, and you can connect with your the screen, like the normal screen, and you can like, you know, expand your phone as a desktop on the second screen. That was really awesome. Like in the coming days, there will be too many like, you know, the scenarios. So you should really go and watch it. So the last thing was like regarding the HoloLens. The HoloLens demo was really amazing. Like there was integrated versions of the camera, so which is like the simulating exactly the same thing what you see on HoloLens. And like the new demos, like the architecture, like the demo and the medical education demo was really amazing. And there was another thing, integrating with the IoT, like using the Raspberry Pi, like, you know, the connecting with the HoloLens and adding some the mixed reality onto like the real, like, you know, the devices. That was really awesome. Like, you should really go there and you should really watch it. And today there was another announcement from the Unity side. They are saying that they will be announcing the Microsoft HoloLens, and you can just go there and check their blog post, and there were too many details. So what an exciting time to be a developer. So like, we are here in San Francisco. Even this is just the first day, so we can't like imagine what will happen tomorrow. So we are waiting for it. And like, you know, we will be updating you like our channels, like Twitter channels and other platforms. Thanks for listening and hope to see you again. Please follow me on Twitter, like iKivanch, and my blog post as well, like Ibrahim Kivanch. Thanks for like listening and thanks for having this time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.